You know, one of the most hopeful things that we can do in this life is believe that our lives have purpose through the God who loves us, who put us here by no accident, through whom the stories of our lives can have an incredible impact and be a blessing for others, not just the easy parts, but the shadowy tough times as well. And our churches are filled with people who make a difference by believing that God has given them gifts with which to bless others. So today we have a very special celebration. It may be the first one in this church, I'm not sure, but I think so is my guess. Today we are celebrating and blessing the certification of Deborah Blanton. Debbie, as we know her, Debbie has been coming to our church for a while now. She and her partner Bernadette and Jonathan, they have become a part of our tapestry here now. And we love them, and we're so pleased that you're here with us. What some of you don't know is that for the past while, Debbie has been dedicating her life to growing in her ministry as part of what is called the LEAD program for Metropolitan Community Churches, which is an intense but always worth it program for our lay people to develop our leadership and skills and passions for ministry. And today we're really, really blessed because we have Nancy Maxwell here, who is one of the mentors in this program. And I've asked Nancy, she's Debbie's mentor specifically, but she's also one of our terrific leaders who make this program possible. And I've asked her if she would come up and just share a little bit about LEAD with us before we give Debbie her certificate. Would you please join me in welcoming Nancy Maxwell? We're so glad that you're here.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
I bring you greetings from the Metropolitan Community Church. I bring you greetings specifically.
Excuse me, Nancy, I'm just pulling this over.
Oh, kiss the mic. I also bring you greetings specifically from the Office of Formation and Leadership Development under the leadership of the Reverend Elder Mona West, who is the supervisor of the coordinators of the LEAD program. The LEAD program stands for Laity Empowered for Active Discipleship. And this program has been going since 2011, when we had our first group of cohorts do the retreat. And this program starts with a retreat, and the cohorts, as we call them, then began taking courses and doing activities towards their certificate. One of the important things about the retreat, though, is that at least about two-thirds of a day is spent with the participants using that time to discern their call to ministry. And the retreat is set up for them to use this time wisely, to be open to God's message. And what's interesting is that sometimes when people come, they get a message that they had not expected at all as to what God is calling them to do. And I was very privileged to be Debbie's cohort leader in LEAD 6, U.S. LEAD 6. We now have had 8 LEADs in the United States. We've also had LEAD in the Philippines and in Brazil and in the U.K. and Australia. So we have about 98 LEAD participants now. And at General Conference in 2013, 19 people graduated with their LEAD certificate. Today, Debbie is going to be recognized for completing her LEAD certificate. She and two other cohorts in LEAD 6 completed their certificates in record time. We generally think that it will take 2 years to complete the certificate, and she and two women in Church of the Trinity in Sarasota, Letitia Williams and Wendy LaChance, also completed their certificate at the same time as Debbie. In fact, they took many of the courses together. So I have asked Debbie to spend this week to think about the deepening of her call and to tell you, when she comes up to get her certificate, her sense of her call. And she has been unwavering in her sense of call from the very beginning. And God acknowledges you for that wonderful faithfulness, Debbie.
At this time, I'd like to invite Debbie to join us in the front, please. Okay. Ah, you've got to stand right up here. Okay. All right. Debbie, why don't you say a few words about your calling and what LEAD means to you.
I want to tell my family and friends from Open Circle, thank you for all the help and support that you've given me during this time. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have made it this far. I want to tell you that I believe my passion has always been with veterans. And I believe now I am here with Nancy, Reverend Presley. I'm here now at Tampa MCC at this time to do whatever is needed to be done that I'm able to do.
I'd like to invite any of Debbie's family or any of her friends who are visiting, if you'd like to come and stand with us. We're going to pray a prayer of blessing for Debbie. Ross, if you can just kind of be here. Ross can take things if we need anything. Okay. Yeah, we can scoot forward. Come on up and join us. Would you like to say anything as you anoint?
Yes, I would.
Okay. Would you hold that for Nancy?
One of the things that we do at the end of the LEAD retreat is that we have an anointing and laying on of hands from everybody in the retreat. And we bless them for their call. And so the other thing we do is they light their candle. And then they take a feather, and Debbie knows what this feather is about. And so I present you with a brown pelican feather, and I want to now anoint you. In the name of God, the Creator, and the Transformer, and the Sustainer and Comforter, your passion has been declared. God is dancing with delight at you and your service. Go forth and do good. God is always with you.
Okay. Anybody could just give me a certificate?
And this looks like a certificate. But I had to confess to Debbie that when I got the certificate to sign it, I was in the process of leaving for an emergency in my family. And so that's actually why I'm in the area. So God brought me here through a family emergency to give her something that looks like a certificate and it's promised to be found somewhere at MCC in Topeka. I know it's there in a FedEx envelope. Just needs to be revealed. So I confess, she forgave me. Thank you.
I want to invite I'd like to invite the community to rise in body or in spirit. And those of you who are comfortable, if you'd like to extend a hand, or even if you would like to lay hands on Debbie, laying hands has been from the ritual that churches have done from the earliest time of the communities of Christ. And in so doing, we pray and offer the very best of our love as a blessing to one of our siblings, that they might be able to live out the deepest hopes of their lives and their purpose in God's ministry. So would you join me now as we pray for Debbie? Holy God, it is with thanksgiving that we stand here with Debbie today. I thank you so much for how you complete our circle with one another. I pray for Debbie. I give you thanksgiving for the calling in her life and on her life. I thank you for all of the hours and the resources that she has already devoted through knowing your love and knowing that is the very best thing to cultivate in her life. We stand with her as a community now. May you help us to support Debbie in her ministry, to support her as she continues to discern where her calling, where her passions are in this season, and to make a positive difference for others. We love her. We pray for healing. We pray for wholeness. And we pray that your anointing will flow beautifully and powerfully through her. In your beautiful names, thank you for calling us beloved and giving us hope. In the name of the Creator, Christ, and the Comforter, Debbie, we, your church family, bless you today. Amen. Would you join me now in congratulating Debbie? Okay, you can.